This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Postseason hockey in full swing for the Rochester Americans. Stanley Cup playoffs underway. Buffalo Sabres offseason underway as well. Paul Hamilton stopping by the sports bar to talk about it all with us here, Danger and Battaglia. Paul, good to have you on with us. How's your offseason been treating you so far? It doesn't look like there's been or will be, as you predicted, any changes with the Buffalo Sabres heading into next season.
Yeah, it's been boring so far. But you never know. I mean, they fired Botterill and then hired Adams like right before the draft in June. You know, because, you know, first of all, they like Botterill, and then less than a month later, they don't like him because, quote, we're not being heard. So you just never know with this organization. But, yeah, it just seemed like Adams was not going to be like, I suppose he still could. I mean, you look at when did the meeting take place. I can tell you that Adams and Lindy Ruff were not at game two. That was a Sunday. That was the day after the draft, and I doubt, just going by knowing Terry Pegula, he wants to be involved in those draft meetings. So the Sabres had their locker clean out, and then we talked to Adams and Lindy Ruff. But, yeah, I mean, I know that Terry Pegula is there, but he's in the draft meetings with the Bills. So now they could have done it maybe the last day of the draft was Saturday. They could have done it Sunday, which was game two in Rochester. Normally those meetings happen down in Florida, but since Terry was in town, they could have done it then. I don't know. If they're keeping Adams, I don't think we'd hear from them. I mean, we didn't hear from him in the first 4 years when they didn't say, all right, we're keeping our general manager. So I don't think that would be an announcement that we're keeping our general manager. I just think you wouldn't hear anything from them. I don't even know if shuffling around the hockey department until maybe you hired other people, or the coaching staff until you hired other people, would be announced. As far as head coach would be, but not assistant coaches. So if they decided to release some assistant coaches, I'm not sure they would announce that until they were hiring somebody. So I don't know. I don't know how they would go about it. I just find it shockingly hard to believe that everything would remain the same, from coach to GM to hockey department to analytics to assistant coaches to strength and conditioning. I can't even fathom that they would try to sell that to bring everybody back and make no changes.
Yeah, I mean, that was just going to be my next question, Paul, because if you bring the band back together, it's not exactly inspiring to go out and buy tickets here. So if you're Kevin Adams, how do you improve this team? What should be your offseason agenda?
Well, you know, as you mentioned in your sports update, today is the draft lottery. whatever that pick, usually it's only a 6.5% chance, so it's probably going to remain number seven. You need to be trading it. And just like they were trying to trade it last year, but Adams couldn't get it done because they don't need any more young players right now. They have a whole stable full, and there's not enough room on the Buffalo Sabres roster for them all if they all happen to develop. And we all know they're not all going to develop into NHL players, but some are very good and some will, but there's just not going to be any room for everybody. So really, in my opinion, that has to be the start right there. You need to find somebody to play with Owen Power, a veteran that can play those types of minutes, not a veteran like Eric Johnson who's going to be great with him in the locker room, but he couldn't play anymore, at least with the Buffalo Sabres. Now, he played with Colorado this year, but Colorado's a heck of a lot better team than the Buffalo Sabres. Mm. So it can't be a guy like him or Connor Clift. You know, they're high-quality individuals, but you need a guy who can play those minutes with Owen Power. And somebody said to me, you know, well, maybe it's not a good, maybe they should trade Byram because really analytics tell us the only partner he can play with is Rasmus Dahlin. Okay. What's wrong with that? I don't see the problem because he plays extremely well with Rasmus Dahlin. So why wouldn't you want to sign him? And there's Rasmus Dahlin's partner. And I know they're both lefties, but you know, Dahlin is fine on the right side. He has no problem playing over there and played some very good hockey over there. And I think they did very well together. And then you got to look for a partner for Owen Power. So that's really, I think, where they need to be looking right now. I was in this camp. I thought they kind of had their defense pretty much set up. And then, you know, Samuelson has not turned out the way he started when he first got going. I think injuries have just taken their toll on him. Plus, you know, the incident with Tage Thompson where he just stood there, and he's just stood there in many opportunities. And I don't know if you can come back from that in the locker room, to be quite honest with you. And it's just too inconsistent in play. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Samuelson and Clifton wind up in other places and they do a fairly, and who knows with Byram. I mean, it depends how they want to handle that and how much they want to pay him and how much he wants. You know, he could wind up in a trade somewhere too, but at least in a Byram trade, you're probably going to get excellent return in that.
Paul, what about goaltending? Because we saw how it was treated towards the end of the season for the Sabres. We know what Devon Levi is doing here with the Rochester Americans. Is it a foregone conclusion that next year it's Devon Levi up in Buffalo and UPL's days, he may have played his last game in Buffalo? Do you think he's somebody that they might be shopping around?
It could be. But I wouldn't quite be anointing Devon Levi yet. But I think they're on the right track finally with him now. I don't think they developed him correctly until last year when they finally relented and sent him down to Rochester. And so he's now on a good development path of a year and a half in Rochester where he's playing a lot of games. And you take the combined numbers in both the regular season and the playoffs in those 2 years, and they are excellent. They are, you know, they couldn't be much better, especially he's played 8 playoff games with Rochester in 2 seasons and given up 17 goals. 1.93 goals against and a .941 save percentage in those 8 games. And he's, of course, arguably, you could say, the best goaltender in college hockey history. So the resume is there. But Adams, you know Adams wants him to be the starter. He has shown us that. He has just handed him the job in Buffalo twice, and he's failed twice. But I don't really blame Devon Levi. There was no development there. No goaltender in the history of the NHL has gone straight from college hockey into a starting role in the National Hockey League. None. And they tried to do that with him, but it didn't work. Well, why should that be surprising? Nobody's ever done it before. So why do you think he's going to do it? And then they, you know, after the great year that Luukkonen had, the year, you know, 2 years ago, not this past year, but the year before, he should have been the starting goaltender, period. What happens when the season starts? They're alternating. And if I'm Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, I'm like, what? I won this job. Why is he here alternating with me? You know, and that didn't work for either goaltender. You know, they both stunk. So, you know, so that was the second attempt to hand him a job that he hadn't earned. So, but I think now might be different. We don't know because he's never had success on the National Hockey League level, but I think he's had excellent development now for the past year and a half, and I think this playoff run is going to be great for him. He's doing things only two other goaltenders have ever done in Amerk's history. So, you know, I think he definitely will have an opportunity. Now, they talked up Luukkonen and at the end of the season. I mean, and Lindy Ruff actually interrupted and said, I believe in UPL, as he put it. He believes he has to do a better job of putting up the team in front of him, playing better. He thinks that's one the main reason why Luukkonen struggled, is because of the chances that he was looking at constantly and the way the team played in front of him, which wasn't good enough for a lot of the season till towards the end. But you know what? They can say all they want, but actions speak louder than words. And at the end of the year, Lindy Ruff was playing hockey like they had to win no matter what, because he wanted to show them. My question to him was, are you trying to show them how to win? And his answer was, he's trying to show them how not to lose games. They always would find ways to lose games. And it was going pretty well, but who was their goaltender while they were doing that? It was James Reimer, who was 37 years old. So he was putting the guy in the net who he felt had the best chance to win. It wasn't Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. It was James Reimer at 37 who came through. And that's why they won a bunch of games at the end of the year. So I wouldn't say they wouldn't trade Luukkonen. I'm sure they would look into it. Adams did say as he'd be comfortable going into the season with both. I think there's no way I would do that. I just wouldn't, because neither one are proven, and you have to win. You have to win. But he said he's totally comfortable if that's the way it works out. But he said if a trade comes along where they can improve the position, he definitely would be open to that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Paul, is it a change in the philosophy in the organization? Because with UPL, and we could debate whether this was, you know, it hurt him or was a non-factor, but I go back to 2 years ago and, you know, the discussion of, wait a second, UPL is on the clear day roster and he could come down for the playoff push. It ends up being Malcolm Subban, but UPL has played enough games up in the NHL. He's earned the right with the Sabres. And again, I don't know if that would have helped him or not, but fast forward to this year, I'm pleasantly surprised that, hey, somebody who actually was on a top line, Yuri Kulik, came back here. You know, has there been a change in the you know, the organization that makes sure these kids get as many minutes as they can while they're eligible?
Kulik, he actually wanted to go to the World Championship. Lindy Ruff talked about that. And he said, look, he said, I think it's better development for him to be in a playoff series in the American Hockey League. He said, I have coached in the World Championship many times. He goes, I think the hockey and the competition will be better for him in Rochester. And the reason being, yeah, there are NHL players at the World Championships, but there are also half the teams there that you're going to beat 10-0. They aren't good teams. And then there are teams where U.S. plays Canada or Finland plays Sweden. Those are great games. Those have a lot of NHL players, and those are good teams. So, yeah, those are a test for you. But beating a team 10-0 because you're so much better than them, that's what Lindy Ruff's talking about. And I think it showed in that first round. You guys all know what the Syracuse Crunch are. They're a goon squad that they will hit you from behind. They will punch you in the back of the head after the whistle. They will throw you into the post. They will spear you. They will cross-check you in the face. They will do everything like that. They actually, and I'm a lot older than you guys, but they, to me, made the Broad Street Bullies of the Philadelphia Flyers look like choir boys. I mean, it's one of the, if not the dirtiest team I've ever seen. But Kulik played through it. You know, that was a good test for him. I don't think he did as well last year. He didn't score in the series last year, but he knew what to expect. And, you know, the Amherst just looked at it like, okay, you guys want to play like that? Go ahead. You know what we'll do? We'll score goals and win games. You guys can go head to the penalty box and feel all good about yourself that you cross-check somebody in the back of the head and you hit more than we did and you won the fight. Great. Congratulations. We won the series. See ya. You know, and the Amherst were quite content with that, and I agree with them. I had a fan who was really on me saying the Amherst should be dressing some of their bigger, tougher guys. It's like, well, the series is 2-0. At the time, the Amherst had scored 7 straight goals, allowing none. Why are you changing things? And a lot of fans are that way. They would rather win the fights and the hitting than the score on the scoreboard. Mm. It's more important to them to be macho than it is to win. And the Amherst were winning, and no, they should not have made any changes. They knew what was coming at them. At times, they did the best they could to stand up to it. It wasn't like they were playing scared or afraid at all. Look at the goal Helena scored in game 2, the first one. What does he weigh, about 175 pounds? He's up against a 200-pound defenseman in front of the net. He won the battle, and the puck came to him, and he popped it into an empty net. He won that battle against that bigger guy. He's 18 years old. He's going to turn 19 this month. You know, so, you know, that's he knew what he had to do to win that battle, and I think it's good for him to go up against a guy like that and to win that battle and have to battle hard like that. And that's what this team does.
What do you think about this layoff that we have here between series, though, Paul? I mean, this feels unprecedented, something like we've never seen before. And what do you think is ahead for Mike Leone here in terms of keeping his guys engaged and getting them ready for what's ahead?
For whatever reason, this is the only second-round series that started. You know, the first round was still going on. There were other second-round series in some other divisions that could have, but they didn't. So this series got way ahead. And then it's a sweep. So now they're sitting there and they have to wait. They're done with their series, and Laval and Cleveland only played one game. So now they got to wait. And now that's turned into a 4-game series, maybe a 5. I don't like sitting around like that. I know if you've got some injuries, it helps. But Komarov might be able to come back now, and they may have some others, but you get rusty. You really do, and it takes you a bit to get back into it. And you're playing a team that has been playing and, you know, is coming in probably. I would rather be the team that's been playing than the teams that's been sitting around for 2 weeks or more waiting for their opponent.
Where do you come down in the 5-game series here, Paul? Because it's a developmental league. Why not play more games? But I understand that, hey, cost, you got to keep a cap on it. But let's take, for example, Laval and Rochester. They're going to put 10,000 per game up in Laval, and I have no doubt we will certainly do the same here in our town.
Yeah, and the reason I think they do that is because these series are spread out, and I get it. Now, because they're so far behind, Laval and Cleveland have to play a Tuesday game. The AHL and the teams would prefer not to have to do that. You're not going to get all that many people there on a Tuesday. Not as many as you're going to get on a Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday. So I think a lot of the reason for 5-game series is because had there been a game 5 in the Rochester-Syracuse series, Game 5 would not have been till May 9th in Rochester. So that would have been put off, too, because it's a Friday. Mm. And I get it. You know, you want as many fans in your arena as you can possibly get. So I think that's why they don't stretch it to 7 games. They would rather have more people in the arena and go 5 games.
Paul, what about the Stanley Cup playoffs? Have you been able to watch any of the action? Are you enjoying what we've seen out of the first round here so far? It's been a pretty entertaining postseason in the NHL.
Yeah, I've definitely been watching, and it's unfortunate that Colorado and Dallas wasn't the Western Conference final.
Yeah, right.
Instead of a first-round series. I mean, you still got to see a great series. This year, more than other years, though, it hasn't been as big a deal. Because look at St. Louis and Winnipeg. That was like 1 against 14 or 15, 16, something like that. So that's right. I mean, that's what you want. You know, if you're the first seed, you shouldn't have to play the fifth seed or something like that in the first round. The Montreal series was like in Washington was 2 against 17. But still, we had, you know, Tampa and Florida have to play in the first round, and Colorado and Dallas had to play in the first round. So, you know, those are series that you want to see later in the playoffs, but we certainly got to see some great hockey, that's for sure. Unfortunately, in the second round, I don't know if it'll be as good because you've eliminated a couple of really good teams that you would like to keep going. So we'll see if it's going to be as good, but it may not be.
Paul, this is how old I am. When I first started following the sport, it was 1 through 16. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was like, what would be the ideal format? Because there's very few things that kind of we all unite as hockey fans and observers. But I don't know too many people that like this current format.
Yeah, and that's why the Buffalo Sabres, they used to have like a 2 out of 3 to start with, and they played like the Vancouver Canucks. And I remember they got swept by the St. Louis Blues one year in one of those where they were the much better team, but St. Louis got some, I think it might have been Eddie Stanowski, if I'm not mistaken, was the goaltender and stole them the series. And, you know, St. Louis wound up winning the series. So, you know, back, I think you have to go with a 1-1 against 8 as far as the conference goes. And forget about trying to do divisions and all that. And I know you want we want Tampa and Florida because that's a great rivalry. But that's not fair to Tampa and Florida. That wasn't fair to Dallas and Colorado. It really wasn't. You know, and the other teams who played worse during the regular season got easier series than you did. I mean, that's to me, that's just not fair. So that's the way I would do it. I would just start going 1 through 8 again. And if you were so concerned about the divisions, why are there only 3 games against some divisional opponents now? There's 4 against some and 3 against some. I mean, to be able to get a home and home against the West, which you have to do. Everybody should get the opportunity to see McDavid at least once during the season. But you had to go, well, how are we going to accomplish that? Well, to accomplish that, we're going to have to take away some divisional games. So a lot of this rivalry stuff that people are talking about isn't necessarily there anyway.
Paul, who do you like that's left?
Well, I've talked about Dallas for 2 years. And they got away with beating Colorado without a good defenseman and a good forward who are on the verge of coming back. I think Ottinger is going to have to play better than he did in Series 1 if they want to go all the way and win the Cup, and he's completely and totally capable of doing that. I've seen him do it in the playoffs. But I've liked the Stars for 2 years now. I just like the makeup of their team. And so the only thing that could get in their way is if Hellebuck becomes the MVP candidate he was in the regular season and plays like that against Dallas, then Dallas is in trouble. If he's still up and down and everything, I think Dallas wins that series easily.
Paul, do we get to see in Rochester? Because I know there will be a playoff game here at some point.
Eventually. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I actually was doing some baseball with the Bisons and the Red Wings in Buffalo, so I missed game 1. And then was able to make it to game 2, and then game 3 was in Syracuse. So that's why I missed game 1. But, yeah, any game that I can get to, I definitely will be there.
Paul, tell us, you know, what you got coming up here at WGR. We can go check out here as we got the draft lottery here tonight.
Yeah, we have the draft lottery, and basically Tage Thompson is going to be participating in the World Championships starting on the 9th, which I believe is Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll be watching him there. I don't know if Dahlin's playing for Sweden. He didn't seem too thrilled about it when I asked him, but he said he didn't know. He was not, in my opinion, and maybe his opinion too, treated very well in the Four Nations. They didn't show him much respect at all. He played with Forsling, who, wow, is a, if Buffalo could ever get him, I don't know why Florida would send him, but there's a guy right there that I'm talking about. If they could get Forsling to play with Owen Power or something like that, because I thought Dahlin played very well in the Four Nations, but I think one of the reasons, that was a great pair. And Forsling really came into his own last year when Florida won the Cup, kind of came out of nowhere. And I liked him again in the Four Nations with Dahlin. So maybe that's why Dahlin, I don't know, is him hawing around, because I'm sure he's not a real happy camper with that coach of Team Sweden.
Paul, appreciate the time as always. Continue to enjoy the offseason. We'll continue to watch your work at WGR.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
You guys. Thanks, Paul. There's Paul Hamilton. You could hear him on WGR, Odyssey Sports' sister station, covering the Buffalo Sabres, covering the Buffalo Bills, just covering Buffalo sports.
Yeah. I don't think anything's going to happen. Sabres.
No.
No.
No, I don't think anything's going to happen either.
No, we traded for this defenseman, yay, and we had
and
a lot
at
of
this point, if you were to do it, you'd be pissing more people off. Like, you're going to do it now after all these moves have already been made. Like, a lot of good names have been hired, have been scooped up, have been let go.
Right. Like, there should be, these are our guys.
Yes.
One thing I can tell you that don't hold your breath, do you really think the Sabres are going to flip the whatever number pick overall for something that could be useful? I just don't see that happening too often.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my thought as well. If you've got the number 7 overall pick, what's that worth? What kind of a player are you getting for number 7 overall if you flip that pick? Assuming you're not flipping it for more picks, right? You're flipping it for a player now, somebody that you can get on this roster. Good luck with that. I don't know if that's going to happen. And most teams aren't like the Sabres right now. They're overrun with development and overrun with young prospects. So it's just a matter of these prospects now stepping up and rounding out their game and playing at the next level. Good stuff from Paul Hamilton. NHL draft lottery tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll get to Kevin Oklubcza from the Rochester Business Journal. And Pickett Splinters, he'll be stopping by the sports bar in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Something happened over football, this trend. Well, it was kind of a, while you're gone, Danger, I think everybody took a 4-day weekend or whatever it was in the NFL. Because when you left, oh, the Bills are signing Elijah Moore. Well, Thursday comes, Friday comes, really nothing happens.
By the way, that was official today.
Today.
So we had a couple of days there, a little layover.
It's almost like, okay, everybody that worked the draft last week, you get comp time this weekend. Yeah. Hopefully, like, we get some news this weekend. But there was one thing that kind of got under my skin. I would love to put an end to this, all these entitled athletes coming into the NFL.
All right, we'll get to that. We've got some other news and notes from around the NFL as well. And, yes, the Bills did make it official in bringing in Elijah Moore, signing him, and making that announcement and introducing him to Bills media today, so we can talk about that as well. We have time for your calls on the other side as well. If you want to join us at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.